he's a
I used to
cat.
think he was a G, you know. I didn't know about all the shit he was doing.
What do you mean?
He was beating a fucking...
he was 18 at the time,
it's
right?
Speculation, isn't it?
Yeah,
or is it real? It's real
it's
speculation.
From Twitter, isn't it?
It's real speculation. That's the best way to put it.
My man popped up though, like he piped up quick.
Yeah, bro. Alright, so imagine, yeah. Man like Philip.
Yeah.
There was one brother that was like a runner at ITV, whatever that show is in the morning that he's on.
Yeah.
He's, I guess what does being a runner mean? Like you get coffee and that.
I think so, yeah. It's like intern, isn't it?
So he used to do them type of things, yeah. This guy was 18, fam. Mm-hmm. Turns out now, this is the guy that Philip Schofield has been beating, and he must have like Philip Schofield must have upset him, and then I think he's like 21 now.
He's 24 now.
He's 24 now.
That's 6 years.
So he was like, he must have threatened Philip and was like, "Yeah, you've pissed me off or whatever. I'm gonna go out and tell people that me and you have been sleeping together." And then so obviously now he's come out to try and get ahead of this guy telling everyone that he's gay.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't know about that. You don't know about this at all.
I know he's gay.
Bro, I thought he was gay from time.
Yeah, to be fair, it was one of those things when I read it. I was like, yeah, it seems about right.
Yeah. I had the same reaction.
I actually thought he came out years ago.
Years ago? No.
I was so confused.
I read he had a wife.
Yeah, I heard he had a wife.
He had a wife and I was just like, oh, shit. And he had kids, isn't it? So... Because he has his own little barn thing or whatever. But from watching him on Good Morning, the ITV thing, yeah, I would think he was like, I thought he was gay, yeah.
I thought he was gay from time.
But 27, surely the wife knew at some point during 27 years.
Bro, apparently he knew that he was gay before he married her 27 years ago.
When did he say that?
He said this, bro. Listen, he said this. Now, I'm not making this shit up. He said he knew he was gay, but when he got that thought in his head, he said to himself, like, I'm in a position where I'm happy and, like, just try to kick it to the side, that like, the feeling that he's gay and that. So, realistically, he's a waste man for doing that to his wife. Anyways,
because
if you got the inkling that you're gay, you shouldn't have married her, period.
I'm struggling and had kids. I'm struggling to imagine, like, how him and his wife beat if he knew he was gay.
There's no chastity belt like you have to unlock. Like, you have to be straight to unlock this.
Nah, nothing like.
What do you say?
Don't baby. You're a dickhead, bro. I'm not. You said only you have to be straight to do the no. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that like if it came to me, like having to be a man, it just wouldn't happen. Like my shit is not going up.
Yeah. No,
so
but
for me, do you understand
maybe
what I'm saying?
Maybe he's bi, I don't know, maybe.
Okay, maybe
or
he's bi.
Maybe, because you have to remember, he was already, like, in the spotlight at that time.
Yeah.
So it's not like he was just a cat, like any normal person, and then he can just come out as gay. He was already in the spotlight. So I feel like, especially back then, it was already hard for him to come out and say, yeah, I'm gay.
There's talk about how the timing of this is a bit too convenient, though.
It is.
Like,
but then at the same time, this kid has threatened to come out and tell people that he's gay. So if I was gay, I'd rather say it myself than have it leaked by someone else.
I think from saying it as like a straight, like a heterosexual guy,
yeah,
I can't really say that it's no big deal. But for me, I struggle to kind of resonate with like how difficult it is to come out.
Yeah.
Because it's the norm, innit? You don't come out to your parents as straight. They just assume it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So for me, when I heard like the guy was going to expose him, I don't see it as that big of a deal. But it's only because of how like I've known the norm to be.
But I think it's more just because of who he is than the fact that he's gay.
The like time
who
is
he
convenient,
is, who
though.
He is in the media.
Yeah.
And who he's been in the media for a long time. Like,
I
would, if I was in his position and I was gay and I hadn't said it from start, I would find it hard to come out.
So you feel like him coming out now is kind of right because he was going to get exposed? So if you were going to get exposed by the guy.
Yeah, yeah. If I was going to get, if some guy was like, yeah, I'm going to expose you for being gay, then I'm just going to come out and say, yeah, I am gay.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd be in a situation where I would have been beating him.
Are they still together, you know?
Who, him and his wife?
Him and, nah, him and the guy.
I don't think so. They can't be in it if they're.
Because I heard two things. One, that he pissed them off, like you said.
Schofield.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or, and the other one was, they wanted to be like, he wanted to be official, and it was just like, well, I'm gonna expose you.
Yeah, which I can also understand, because if you've,
but you invested do you, 6 years. Do you in reckon this, you should have known this?
Do you reckon this kid is the only boy that he's done this to? That's another question.
That's a huge kind of conspiracy, though. That's
it's
a huge
not a conspiracy. It's a question. I'm asking a question. Do you reckon that's the only guy that he's had a fucking sexual?
I think so.
Sexual relations with.
If the guy's, yeah, I think so. You can't juggle a family life and multiple men.
He did it as a kid.
For one man, though, I'm talking about.
Yeah, but multiple before that, men he could have been beating anyone else before that.
Nah, I think someone would have exposed him by now.
Or you just paid him bare fees.
But let's say you gave me money, right, to not expose you for being gay. What's to stop me from making you, like, what? You demand the money back. It's a bribe anyway, like.
No, but you have those. What are those things called, Tabo, where celebrities can, like.
Oh, NDA?
Yeah.
What's you an NDA? That.
And something disclosure agreement. Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
Okay. Or those.
It's hush money.
Yeah, basically. So we say our relationship ends or whatever we have going on ends. I'll be like, yeah, sign this and here's your piece. Like, please don't say anything to anyone. And then if you do, I can sue you for like everything that you have. So you wouldn't.
Okay. So maybe he signed an NDA, but I don't think he'd beat multiple things.
I don't know. I find it hard to believe that that's the only guy. Bro, he was 18, you know, the kid was 18 when they first.
Was he being groomed though? Like.
You know
how James Charles was like going after straight boys.
He's James Charles.
He's the how would you know James Charles?
He's a YouTuber.
Yeah, but okay, so a makeup YouTuber.
The makeup Donnie.
Yeah, the Donnie.
Yeah.
Like the one who dresses like women.
Yeah. Stuart, why are you laughing? Nah,
it's really Stuart, no. This
fucking guy. Everyone report this. Everyone report this podcast now.
These are Stuart and Stuart alone.
Thank you. Right. So, but with James Charles, there was a thing where he was getting straight boys to sort of kind of switch teams.
To be gay?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
I don't know. Maybe, to you be honest, for me, you have to be a little bit gay to have that.
Yeah.
Allow that to happen.
You have to. What? If a man came to me and said, let me just fuck off. Man. What are you talking about? What's he on?
I thought you'd be switching teams straight, bro.
Maybe if you offered like 5 mil, yeah, maybe.
Nah. On an NDA.
Yeah.
Would you take an NDA from Philip Schofield?
It depends how much he's giving me.
Five mil.
Yeah, 5 mil. Yeah, same. Take it. Am I an idiot?
Yeah, Taylor, you on that?
Nah, he's not big enough, fam.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking peas for me to go that far.
5 mil is not enough for you.
Like, it has to be like Jeff Bezos, you know?
It has to be what?
Like Jeff Bezos or Bill Gates.
Oh, Bill Gates.
I'm talking money for me to turn.
I'm gonna put a billion off a man.
Yeah, I mean, like, give me a bill.
Nah, in all fairness, it would have to be a fat amount.
5 million is a lot of money.
Not enough, bro.
I want to live off it, but it wouldn't be mad.
I want my kids to be all right. Yeah, I don't.
What do you?
I want something to live off and be like good.
Yeah,
yeah, but that life. 5 mil you can invest and make.
Like 5 mil you can live off like a decent life, but I'm saying like a billion. So, bro, I'm buying Ferraris and everything.
Bro, with 5 million, the life I'm trying to live, 5 million ain't gonna pay for it.
I'm just trying to move to Bali, fam. So, 5 mil would do me all right.
You're just trying to live in Bali?
Yeah.
You just end up there?
I literally just want to move to Bali and just live a very chill life. Get myself a little career.
Why Bali? A little career.
Give myself a little Carisha and chill.
All right, Carisha and 5 mil. So like, that's sick.
And Fatima.
And 5 mil. 5 mil.
Yeah, Carisha. In it, Taylor. That's a sick deal.
Carisha's nice. Dude, I could just take her, to be fair.
Yeah, right. No.
Wait. So you're obviously none of us are gay.
Mm.
So
If I had to take it to get Karrueche, bro, I'm bending over right now.
So wait, what? So you do it for Karrueche, but you wouldn't do it for 5 mil?
Nah, fam, she's worth more than 5 mil.
Yeah, you I feel are way tapped. More value.
You're both tapped. You don't even make any sense.
Leg spread like the coronavirus.
So for one beat of Karrueche, that's it.
Nah, not one.
No,
beat.
No. Oh, I thought you meant like have her for life, like marriage. Yeah,
what kind of slavery thing are you on? What if you do get her and then she's like, do you know what? I'm not really feeling it after a year. Then you missed out on 5 mil.
Yeah, you're right.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Explore her for money.
Be like, bro, there's bare Karrueches, you know. Like Karrueche, there's bound to be other women that look like Karrueche or better than
Karrueche. Like Chris Brown's new thing.
Yeah, Chris Brown's got another Karrueche 2.0.
Didn't you say he has a son now?
He's got a son, yeah.
Imagine being Chris Brown's son.
Imagine being Chris Brown.
Do you think he beats his kids?
Huh?
Do you think he beats his kids?
Beats them?
Yeah.
Nah, no way.
He learned his lesson.
He's like less than a month old, you know? I hope not. I fucking hope he isn't.
What extent do you think he goes to? Do you think he goes like Rihanna level?
You know what? Because of that Rihanna thing. You're actually a waste, man, bro.
Nah.
You're actually a bad
don't
guy.
Let him be you. You're that's you, fam. Shut up.
Man dead. Wow. Put some respect on Chris Brown's name.
Nah, he's sick. He's sick. He's sick.
Nah, living his life will be hard. I'll give him that. Like,
he should be a boxer when he finishes singing.
But he's like Childish Gambino. I feel like he's just so diverse. You can do so much with this guy. Like, if Childish Gambino wanted to do a sport, I reckon he could just get fit and do it. You don't think so?
He's not an athletic guy, fam.
How do you know?
Because I've seen him.
Do what?
I've seen him as a person. What? Tell me, look at Childish Gambino. Tell me what sport you think he'll be playing.
Table tennis. Fam, sports are sports, isn't it?
Golf?
Golf ain't a sport to me.
Bowling? Know. You probably do bowling.
Yeah, darts? No, I don't rate darts.
Nah, he's a dancer anyway.
He's a dancer?
He can dance.
Dance is a sport, no?
No. Dance is an art.
Dance is athletes. Or artists. Depends what you want.
It's an art. Dancing is an art. I used to be a dancer. I was in a fucking...
Isn't it the same thing?
You're a dancer?
Yeah.
Swear down.
Yeah.
What type of dancing do you do?
Hip hop nowadays. I used to do street, but I was just done with that.
I used to go from like crumping.
Oh, love crumping.
Locking.
Yeah.
Hip-hop. I remember doing like Michael Jackson dances for the school and that, fam. No, I was actually hard.
That's how it started. I don't know if you watched Step Up 2, but there's a scene where
I watched all Step Up.
You know where Moose does his Michael Jackson dance to Bounce?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bro, that's how I started dancing. I copied that. I knew it off by heart. I could do it.
In the rain.
Yeah, in the rain. Yeah, that one.
You know, this is when I knew I was sick at dance, yeah? You know Chris Brown's Yeah video?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I knew the dance routines.
Fair play.
Do you know what I mean? As in, I could do them. And all of those, like, roundhouse kicks and shit that you should do. I couldn't do no backflips on that, though, unfortunately. But
I wasn't that mad. I was just copying Neo's videos.
I could do that. I used to be able to do that ninja thing where you lay on your back and you push yourself up and stand.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do that.
I can't do that.
Hard, fam. It was so sick.
Can you do that?
But now? I weigh like 105 kgs now. I used to weigh like 80.
Well, I've only ever known you from like triple digit weight.
I'm a big man.
Man still. Same. Like... Anyway.
It was like 60 kgs.
57 actually.
Could you imagine the wind take him away?
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm not even lying to you. I'm genuinely 57. Like, I wasn't even joking.
Imagine your
Are
chest.
You not joking?
I'm not joking, bro. I'm genuinely 57. Yeah, I fluctuate. I'm like 55 to 58.
Bro, he's light.
Bro, I haven't grown since I was like 8.
You know, this storm is actually only a risk for you. Like, I'm still...
I went out and I wasn't moving. I was trying to, but I was not moving.
Bro, imagine chatting to him. He ends up in a tree. What are you supposed to do? Like...
Bro, he ended up in Russia, fam. He's waking up in Russia. Going back to what we were talking about, I don't rate him personally. But I used to think he was... I thought he was gay anyway. So the fact that he's gay doesn't affect what I think of him.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's come out and from the way it's come out, it seems as if his wife is only just finding out now. If his wife knew, has known for like years already, and they're just trying to make it out to be like he's just coming out now, then that's different.
How old are the kids? Do you know?
I think they're of a good enough age
to know.
To know, like,
then they probably talk about it. You know,
yeah, yeah.
Like kids, at like.
He said when he came out, his daughters were both like, "Oh, it's okay. Like, we're gonna be here for you anyway." So I think they're like of a decent age, like they're grown
to understand what he is. Girls, yeah. I don't know. I think, like I said, because we were all talking about it in the chat, I was surprised that a lot of people didn't rate him. And it wasn't because of that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It was because of, what were the things? It was like three
so things. He's gay, and he was, when Boris Johnson went on, what's that show? Whatever
Good Morning, showed, yeah.
Like, Boris Johnson went on Good Morning, and he said all the, and Boris Johnson has said some stuff about gay people. Like, he called them, like, tank top boys or some shit like that. And then he like was dancing for like he did something for Boris. I think he was like dancing for him for some reason.
Yeah.
And then Jeremy Corbyn came on and he was literally shouting in Jeremy Corbyn's face, telling him to apologize for something that he didn't actually personally say. And all this other stuff. So like stuff like that, it was just like don't make no sense. Cause already most of the public well, from what I thought, most of the public would have wanted, what's his name to win? Not Boris.
Corbyn. No?
Corbyn, yeah. So
well, the Labour Party.
He plays a part. He played a part in the people's perception of Jeremy Corbyn because of how he was when Jeremy.
Oh,
Corbyn
as an influencer. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then when Boris came on, it's a completely different story. So that's why I didn't rate him.
I didn't know about all of this, to be fair.
Yeah, yeah.
I heard something about him with Katie Hopkins, like a supportive thing. I don't remember the whole thing, but I don't know. I've always rated Philip Schofield. I only know him as Philip Schofield and Holly Willoughby, innit?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know from anything else.
I only know them as the pair, like the two jokes people on Good Morning. Like, yeah. They made it all right. Do you think that from this whole speculation, he'll be like removed from ITV?
If he has, if this thing about the 24-year-old is true, then yes.
He'll be gone.
I hope so, anyway.
How do you expose that to be true?
Oh, he's just going to have to come out, isn't it? Because it's come out now that, so either he's going to have to make a statement and say it wasn't true, or he's going to come out and say it was true, and he's sorry for what happened. Or the boy's going to come out and say, yeah, it did happen, and then
aren't they on every morning though? I swear the point of the show is every single day, so he's still working.
I think so, but it's different people, isn't it? There's that old man that's always there as well. Sometimes,
nah, I swear it's the main thing is Holly and thing. I don't think they say like days off like that.
No, I don't know.
It's only for specials, I think, where they switch the people out.
However, speaking about Holly, I think Holly knew
the whole time
before everyone else. She must have. Because they're literally like best friends. Because they see each other day in, day out.
It'd be hard to hide. Like, what do you think of her now? Would you judge her for that?
Nah, not really.
Because
I don't know if she knew he was beating this guy.
Yeah.
But I think she knew that he was gay. Whether or not he'd already come out to his wife and kids before this situation, I don't know.
I don't know how you get involved with like a runner like on set. I don't know how movie sets work or like how filming sets work. But I don't know how you get involved with a runner boy.
No, he was like his personal assistant as well. Philip Schofield.
Still, it's a big jump though. Do you know what I mean? Like, as if like.
You're always talking, aren't you?
Yeah, you're always together.
I know, but the. Like, you know what I'm saying though? It's a transition to sort of make that move. Like, who made it first? Well, like,
do you know what I think? Yeah. I don't know if this is like weird that I think this, anyways, but. When you spend a lot of time with, say you're some kind of businessman and you have a personal assistant who is a female,
yeah.
When you, especially after 6 years, the chances of you and her having some kind of thing is very high.
Yeah.
The same way as if it's a gay guy and a gay personal assistant.
But do you think he was openly gay about it? Like
he can't. Well, he can't have been if he's coming out. Unless everyone at fucking Good Morning knew and they just hadn't made it public.
Because that's a big, because I stand by it. It's a huge transition because I know you're working like my personal assistant is working with me for 6 years.
Yeah.
But
they handle everything, you know, like when your
wife. No, I get that. They're more personal with you than your wife is, yeah, probably, because they see you more often. But when it comes to like the fact that he was trying to maybe hide that he was gay.
Yeah.
Right? Because he has a wife, isn't it? And kids.
Yeah.
So maybe he's hiding this thing. The transition to expose yourself to this person is huge. Like, I feel it's different for a heterosexual because it's kind of like...
There's already an attraction.
Yeah, you're already based on it.
Yeah.
The personal assistant has no idea this guy's gay.
Yeah.
I feel so the transition's big.
So they would have had to, like, put themselves in a situation where they did become close. Because I think the guy is gay as well. I don't think he's been groomed to be gay.
Yeah, I read something about that and I thought that's bullshit. No way for 6 years. You're 18, you know. Like, come on.
At 18, you can't get
influenced. You can't be,
I don't think anyway.
I don't think so.
What do you think, Tabor?
I do not know him. But...
No, but...
No, as... no. Don't know. I feel like when someone's 18, they're old enough to know who they are by then. So I feel like I don't know. Like I said, I don't know.
If you're 16, you're old enough to know.
Yeah, if you're 16. So I don't think he would have groomed him to be gay.
Yeah, you definitely. I don't think he groomed him to be gay.
I think
he
would. 100%. But that's like, I think when you're 16, that is your legal consent, like for sex. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's legal by law, but not in the streets.
Not in the streets.
If he was to go with 16-year-old with me, I would...
Please, bro.
No.
Yo, Table, this is my boy Zach. Zach is my boy from her table.
What are you saying, man? How you doing?
Doing good. How's life?
I'm good, G. How are you?
Love that. I'm very good, thanks.
Right. We were just talking about the Philip Schofield case. About how much fun. Yes, he's cracking over. <already. laughs>
I'm not talking about
this. No, of course you can. Of course you can. Bro.
Oh, you know what,
just be careful of it.
Can you hear him from there?
Can you hear
quite him? Quiet. He's quite quiet.
Right.
Or should I just talk louder?
Yeah.
But take my thing, I'll grab a chair.
Just update what we were talking about.
Yeah, so we were talking about, obviously, the Philip Schofield thing and how we don't rate him because the way it's come out is like his wife didn't know that he was gay.
Yeah.
So if his wife already knew... then I don't think it's that deep.
It's not. It doesn't matter if she knew already. But I think if she had been left in the dark, and then all of a sudden, maybe she's, I don't know, there's a possibility that she's being coerced into agreeing with it because it's such a sensitive topic already.
Yeah.
That actually giving him backlash.
No, but 27 years, I don't know how you don't know for 27 years.
He said people have tendencies. She probably knew from like the first year they were together.
They had a kid though.
The first year, I'm sorry. It must have been the second kid. Kids. Yeah, when so the second
you know, kid. Old kids, are yeah, they old?
I think they must be.
I'll look up now. But once you had the second kid, I think once you had the second, they only have two, right?
I think so.
Okay, so after the second kid, it must have been sometime after that that she knew. There's no way you have a kid with a. Why would you have a kid with?
No, but you know, there's certain situations where people just put up with mad things. He's in the limelight. That's some
EastEnders.
I'm trying to fight his corner. Really, we know what I think about this.
Philip
the nerd. You know what I mean, man? All
right, look. When you said it, when you said it, I was like, wait, what's wrong with this guy? Yeah. And then you explain why. I went, I didn't even know this shit was going on.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
I didn't know he was like that. I had no idea about like
his side
to him.
He's come on.
He's cancelled,
man. He's not.
He will not be though.
No,
would you not see the allegation?
If I was trying to not get cancelled, I would say
I'm gay.
Yeah.
Bro, that sounds like the Kevin Spacey shit, bro.
No. But that's
his shit was on madness.
No, but Kevin Spacey
was touching. Two people killed.
Yeah, he got them.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
There's two people. Yeah, don't fuck.
No, but you know what? If you have that much power in like, you know, these kind of like Hollywood film director companies from, you can do whatever you want. Like, that's you don't true. Think Steven Spielberg could get one of us clipped? Easy, bro. Easy, gone.
No. Which one's Steven Spielberg? Is that a new team?
No.
Director.
We did a Me Too?
No.
It was against him, no? Oh, that's Harvey Weinstein.
Spielberg made, like, Transformers.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know which one. But Philip Schofield, I don't feel is that. To me, he doesn't have that aggression to him. No, he's like, also when he's going to come after him.
Like that. can you imagine Philip Schofield killing someone, getting someone killed up?
It'll probably be an accident. Yeah, if he kills someone. Philip Schofield can't.
Oh, in a real life situation. Yeah, 100%.
And you know what they shouldn't have let Holly interview him as well. That's what I'm saying. Your friend's just going to play your part.
I'm telling you, this is what I'm saying. Right. Holly knew.
Just going to play your
Holly
part.
Holly knew.
No, of course she did.
She did.
She's his best friend.
She knew from time.
No, Holly's known for a long time.
That's why they got her to do it.
Well, he's been moving mad and doing up madness with that boy behind the stage.
Yeah,
that's 27 years. Nah, this is 6 years with that boy, though.
He's been with that boy for 6 years.
Yeah, the boy's been working there.
Yeah, but they probably haven't been being for 6 years.
Honestly. Nah, they can't be.
Nah, it's probably like
you would have had to like build up in it to that stage where they actually.
I think he literally said, "You know what, you fucked me over. I'm gonna say something."
Yeah.
He just had to.
Yeah.
He rallied his ideas.
I would say it's for Stuart though and Tabo. If you were gay, let's just say, if you were gay,
this is him, by the way.
If you were gay,
and
Philip Schofield pissed you off, and then he was like, "I'll give you $5 million if you don't say nothing."
But
just leave good morning and just go do your own thing. You do it, innit?
Yeah.
You ain't saying it like that.
He's not leaving ITV.
That's a different question situation.
What did I say before?
Would you take $5 million to take it from a man?
No, that's not what I was saying. It might have come across.
So I should do a thing with him and then keep it.
No, I was saying, if someone said sign an NDA thing for $5 million, would you do it? That's what we were saying. I'll do it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But he obviously didn't offer the guy anything.
If I was already in the situation, but you wouldn't have to pay me $5 million
I wouldn't take $5 million to get done up the batty and then shut up.
Well, that's what we were talking about.
That's not what I was trying to say. There's no amount of money.
But these men were saying that. So when you were talking, you were saying you'd take out the batty to get Carisha.
He said that. I didn't say nothing like that.
Remember, I said Bill. I said a bill.
Whoa.
Say it again, Tabo.
A billion, because I remember billion, I said a bill, and I realized a bill down in London's 100 quid.
What you say? You let someone beat your cheeks to beat cheeks? No.
Carucci as well.
Yeah, she's pregnant.
There you go.
Why do you think he'll leave ITV?
Because this is like the biggest thing now for him. He's like watched now. Why would you let him leave? Surely you would keep him.
It's a negative.
Bro, they could bring this whole LGBT and ITV. They can make it a whole thing.
Oh, that's
do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I didn't think he'd be leaving.
I think it's how they spin it then. If they spin it that way, they'll keep him for sure. He'll be the poster boy for diversity.
Poster boy for what?
Yeah, he shouldn't be the poster boy for nothing.
He would be the poster boy for like sexuality.
Yeah, he would be. He can become that now.
If they advertise him that way.
For beating another man.
But if that's not how that's how you're looking at it, isn't it?
That's how it came out.
That's what it is.
That is what it is. But you understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
They advertise it in the LGBT.
But you know what it is, the way he said it, made it sound like, oh, Philip's coming out. All he had to say, if you say it simply, is I was beating men behind my wife's back. And I'm just saying it now.
When you say it
so simplistically, you don't feel sorry for him.
I think he might get removed from ITV if they don't spin it well.
He can't spin it well.
If they remove him from ITV, he can literally file a lawsuit against them, bro.
It's ITV.
Why should they remove him?
Oh, slander, you mean?
Bad publicity to the show.
It's good publicity. He's come out as gay, bro. He's a hero.
Yeah, but he was cheating on his wife.
They don't give a shit. That's personal life.
Nah, but if they don't like, you know how people get when they don't boycott someone's music. Yeah. Remember when Tory Lanez run up on that
Dax,
that's it. On that Dax guy. People were boycotting his music
this
for time.
This is different. What has he actually done wrong?
Because he hasn't done anything he's only cheated.
They don't give a shit, bro. That's publicity anyway.
I guess. I want him to get cancelled, but whether or not he does is a different
story. After his Meghan Markle thing, conveniently just came out.
What did he say about the Meghan Markle
thing? He was basically saying, oh, he's never seen racism. And There's no racism in the media. And I was like, bro, just like,
shut up, bro.
Just go, just suck him 1 minute. Obviously, now my mom was doing that instead, didn't
it? Bit mad. Fill up his spare time differently.
Yeah, yeah. Nah,
man.
He'll probably go work for BBC.
That's a serious paycheck, bro.
What, big BBC? Black cock.
Bro, you know what he's on.
Nah, I can't imagine him being one of them.
He's
probably like one of the model. He's like one of the model ones. He's probably like the model one? Kind of. Philip Schofield, probably not with the like head.
Yeah, he's black,
yeah. Yeah, hell no, get ruined.
Just getting bounced about.
Just cheats, just getting deleted, man.
No, stop. Nah, but you don't rate him as a. You don't really rate him.
Nah, because, bro, ever since. I didn't rate him that much anyway.
Yeah,
really?
And then I saw the Meghan Markle thing. No, I didn't care about him, really.
Yeah, okay.
I thought they were like. Him and Holly was good partnership.
Yeah.
And then I saw the Meghan thing and it gave me a reason to not like him.
Was that recent, though? Was that very recent?
Bro, it must have been like less than December. 2 months ago.
I think it was December.
Swear. Oh, no, Piers Morgan was doing
that. That didn't hit.
Piers Morgan was like,
he's a dickhead as well.
But Piers Morgan. The thing I don't like is like sometimes I agree with him.
Yeah.
That's the thing I don't like.
That's why I just said I like him. Sometimes he's making.
Sometimes I'll actually back him to the bed.
Okay, but.
Yeah.
But majority of the time, I still think he's a dickhead. Like,
no, he's a waste man, but he does his job well. You know what I mean?
Well, the. What,
like Piers, he gets the viewers, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. People watch that show for him.
I mean, he does. He asks the questions that you want to hear.
Yeah, but he doesn't let you answer.
Yeah, he doesn't let you
answer. Have you seen, like, he will let you answer. He will give you a second to talk and then speak over you again. If it was me, I'll just go, why'd you bring me here?
Why am I here?
Why am I show just wipe everything off the table?
I think that would be... Taylor, what do you reckon would be, like, the smartest way to check people to make sure that it don't spread around London? Because we've got less people, we've got less population than China, so if they can do it in China, they can do it here.
Do you know what they need to... Go on.
I don't know, to be fair.
That's a hard question, like...
Yeah.
I think they... You know how, like, they do with, like, colds and, like, flu, NHS, they put up their symptoms everywhere. How to check if something... Or even, like, strokes. They put, like, how to know someone's having this... And it's like, and sometimes train stations, and shit like that. They need to put up symptoms.
But these, when I say, and those symptoms are like the cold, but yeah, I could have it when I'm just out with wet hair. Like, honestly, that's fucking mad.
No, then just, bro, shut down some airport.
Just check just everyone. But when we went to the buffet, and I was only joking when I said, if someone needs it, I'm cutting.
But, no, but seriously,
no, make him.
Joke on that, bro.
Yeah, but what
if a waiter brought me something to sneeze? I'm gonna get up, and grab him by the top.
Why can't you? If you make him down some vodka, if they had it, they'll feel better the next day, and then you know they had it. Am I wrong?
Huh? Wait. Start from beginning.
So make some alcohol.
The question was, would you diagnose someone with thingy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Make them back some vodka, and if they feel good the next day, you know they had it.
But when they kill any virus, though?
No. Yeah, it might, but...
Actually, no. It would make...
Never mind.
Well, that's a wide range, isn't it? When he had a cold or whatever, he would he'd go out on a weekend or whatever.
When I was at uni,
nephews,
so say like midweek.
Back
like,
really,
no, it's yeah, in the first year, of course. When I was at uni, say during the week, I'm feeling like I'm catching a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Go out Friday, Ray and nephews. Next morning, I'm alright. Like legitly, don't feel.
Yeah, because it just clears your system.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying.
Yeah. No, but it's probably deeper than that. That's so like, there's probably like.
No, but that's the thing. I read a thing where this guy. One of the three people who had it killed himself. He just downed like a bunch of whiskey and it killed it. I was just like, no way. Because alcohol is one of the things they recommend you.
Yeah, bro.
Do you know it's...
You know what, yeah? That's probably if you know you got coronavirus. Or imagine a man that like, I'll literally get into the last stage of sickness. I'm just probably thinking, I can't have
it.
You know what? If I had coronavirus, mums, even if I was showing bare symptoms, I probably would just think, no, I'm just being long, that I'm just being ill. I think it's the worst.
Especially as men.
That's why men them are dying, yeah.
Yeah, especially as men, we just
like,
well.
If you're like a hypochondriac, then yeah, you're probably like good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You just go to hospital and take yourself.
I've had a bad knee for 6 months. So.
Yeah.
Let alone catch
it. Well, so it wasn't even me that broke that.
No, it was you escalated.
Oh, was that 6 months
you
ago?
You escalated. Man, you sent my knee back.
What was once two bones is now like eight bones. Right?
The bones just got gang signs, bro.
You're like, shut.
Oh my god.
Oh, no.
Nah, but the fact that the symptoms are cold, like,
yeah, yeah.
So if you caught a cold now, what is gonna, are you gonna go get it checked for corona?
I'm just gonna take all in one, as I always do.
No, same. But, you know, genuinely, I think if people are, nah, not here in Kingston.
Yeah, well, I remember that. Okay,
yeah,
hang on.
Yeah, I know
we
what
were saying
you
this,
know that. I know, especially this is the kind of place that can catch it, bro.
Yeah,
this
saying,
is especially
the probably
place
someone that went to China.
Yeah, of
here.
Course. Someone went, came
that
back.
Might have the thing.
Yeah.
On a level, like on a serious one.
You just, don't call it the thing.
What do you mean? They call the thing in it.
Oh, I thought it was really what he caught. Like, I was
no, but it's serious, you know.
Coronavirus.
I swear this is worse than Ebola. Is the virus.
No.
No, it can't be.
No, I know the damages. I know, like, that's
what do you mean,
much
what
do you mean? Is it more dangerous than Ebola?
In what sense?
More contagious.
So, okay, it is more dangerous than Ebola then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying what's more dangerous, this or Ebola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why is it more...
I just
know you have a cure for Ebola.
I just know that the death toll for Ebola
right,
is so
okay.
much higher. Like, I think.
But that's only because, like you said, it's only been released to us now.
So I meant we're eating monkeys, that's why.
No, that wasn't the legit reason.
Bro, when I saw that, I thought, what?
I didn't think it was so bad.
When I saw a picture of a fried bat, like, you know, they still got their teeth. They're
bro,
all smiling at you,
right,
fam. How are you going to eat that?
I got some bitch and some bat and soup.
yeah, it's crazy, bro. What do you reckon it is in the culture in China where they don't have any remorse as to what they eat, bro?
Fam, they're resourceful.
Yeah.
If it's got meat, eat it.
Really,
really.
I guess.
Well,
protein.
People as well, isn't it? The climate.
Bat,
yeah, bro. It's it, you can. Yeah,
they got to find food for everyone.
What do you mean?
They have how many
beef
people?
Like we do, man.
No,
they don't have that much. Yeah, I think we have more.
If you got 2 billion people, at some point,
yeah
you're
China,
gonna be
though.
Like,
you're gonna be looking at the bugs, finding them.
You're gonna be like, right, that can taste nice.
And if you can't afford like the good meat.
By my table, you know it's him.
That's a mouse.
You know Zim. Have you ever had like what's it called? A grasshopper. Have you ever eaten a grasshopper?
Yeah.
This is but then,
chicken, bro.
Not that I remember.
Yeah, genuine.
Grasshopper and salt, fam.
Oh yeah.
You know the thing, fam.
Yeah.
Grasshopper and salt.
No, it's just because there's certain animals that we've just decided taste nice.
No, but a bat. Well, how can anyone see a bat and say, yeah, this looks kind of nice?
But then again, bro, imagine some country where they don't eat chicken. They'll look at it and be like, you swear
there's
down
no
you eat
country.
That. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, but have you seen okra?
Yeah.
The slimy thing.
Yeah, did it. That does not look good, but fam, I'd have that any day.
Dirty okra.
It's nice, bro.
Dirty. Well, you like the soup?
Yeah.
What's okra? Explain.
I love it.
Bro, I think, do you know what I think it is? Everyone, because we call it okra.
Yeah,
so it's different names.
Yeah, we
so like
okra,
in Africa, there's different. I feel like every country has the same food, but
we just call it.
Yeah.
Like sads and fufu.
Explain what it is.
Call it sadza.
But them Somalis eat banana and rice. Banana rice. In Somalia, they eat banana with every meal. They eat
banana.
Yeah, have you not? No, it's serious. Banana
is that what?
Banana this, banana and rice.
Plantain or banana?
No, banana. Not
that's a bit mad.
Banana. Banana ketchup.
Plantain is better than banana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need it for different things.
Yeah, you need it for different things.
But if you have the choice, I would go for plantain. Because you fry it.
Depends on if you want to have something like a dinner.
You can cook
banana,
you know, roast banana.
You can, but it's too soft, man.
Oh,
like,
terrible.
It's not like that. The taste is different. But explain to me what okra is. Or
what is okra is like...
it looks like a chili, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a vegetable that looks like a chili.
Okay.
What you slice it up and you, like, boil it, innit?
You boil it with, like, put, like, tomatoes.
Put tomatoes in it, peppers, chilies, and that herbs. And it...
Would you not
it
eat
just
it
becomes,
with
it becomes just slimy, fam.
I can't eat it. That's why I can't eat it, bro.
Really,
when you table, you like it, innit?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That shit is slimy.
Imagine you pick it up from the plate and it's still in the plate and it's in your mouth.
What did you say?
You might like it.
I say you pick it up from the plate and it's still in the plate, but it's in your mouth at the same time.
Yeah. It's like the strings of slime.
Imagine the plate's here. This is my mouth. It's still slime, bro.
The slime is still in the plate.
I can't eat it.
But it tastes peng.
You know? Yeah. But like if you melted cheese or something, that kind of
It's
the most. It's probably the slimiest stretch, food you can get.
But it bangs, especially when like my mum makes it spicy, so she adds like chili.
Yeah.
Hard.
What, do you not eat egg soup as well?
What's that? What is in it? Because we might.
I don't even know what it is.
No,
it's like, not more like cassava seeds.
When I hear foods like that, I don't really think like that's like it's like culture, right?
Yeah,
some of the American stuff you told me where they put the turkey in the chicken something.
That's so mad.
Explain to the table what a turducken is, because that is
basically fried thing. A turducken is something you eat for Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Mm.
So turkey, you get a wham turkey, you gotta get a big one first, and then you get a chicken, stuff that in the turkey. And then you get a duck, stuff that in a chicken, and stuff all of that in a turkey. And it's just three birds in one.
Honestly. That sounds nice.
That sounds dumb.
No, it sounds peng.
What? Just have it on different fucking ovens. What?
Yeah.
No, you cook. Oh, it's actually a long time
to cook. Do you cook it for like 12 hours or something?
Yeah, probably longer than that.
What? Do you cook it for 12 hours?
What? Three birds have to cook inside each other all the way in? Yeah.
Probably. Why don't you just cook them separately?
That's long.
Nah.
That is so dumb.
No, do you know why? Because that's
that is dumb.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not. All you have to do is cut me from each one and slap it on the same plate.
No, this. Oh my days.
That's the same.
I know you should come up with an example like this. Oh,
it's true.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So, for example, if someone was gonna make, I don't know what meal they can make. Yeah. If someone was gonna make salt and pepper squid, but they made the squid, they got the salt on one part, the pepper, and then they put everything there, and they said, "Yeah, that's salt and pepper squid, bro."
Yeah, that makes sense.
Why did you point at me when you said this? I was gonna pack it. I was like, "Wait, what?"
No.
Would you say that Asian people eat more like hot food? Yeah.
I don't think so, because in Africa, in my country, we eat some fucked up
shit. Because I've heard you.
Yeah, you know, it's just like more talked about, portrayed in the media, I guess.
Yeah.
So resourceful.
Yeah.
Everywhere is resourceful.
Though. You know, but bro, our continents are like the most resourceful places because people are.
Africa and Asia.
Yeah, because people are still kind of living, but not behind. People are still living naturally.
In a way,
there's not.
Yeah, that's true.
So people are killing their own meat, building their own.
Do you think it's healthier to eat those kind of diverse kind of foods?
100%.
Bro, have you not seen? I'm not even lying. On some of the adverts, when you see those Asian and African kids, their skin and teeth are healthier than ours. Yeah. Sometimes, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people are eating like original raw foods. And of course it's not. It's like,
where are we about to eat at?
Where are we about to eat at?
Oh no, you can't be laughing at him. Remember that kid's got cancer.
Don't say it. Mums.
He's so fat because he's taking steroids.
This is cheese viewpoint. I'll stop my love.
Say it's got nothing to do with your podcast. This has got nothing to do with
your
podcast. Yeah, he's a different entity. He takes steroids and it makes him eat. It makes him hungry. That's why he's still big.
When you love this life, it's deep, you know.
Imagine if not.
Oh man.
I'm sorry for my friend.
Oh my days. I swear to you.
I'm actually gonna die. What? I'm gonna say, where are we about to eat at?
It's the fuck. What are the most pride things that you know from your country that they eat? Well, no, from the continent.
That's a massive question.
Nigerians are weird, fam.
Why? Why?
They have this.
Yo, back your people.
No. You don't have this thing called them.
They're both Zimbabwe.
No, wait. Yeah. What's it called? Go on. Oh, it's called Gary. That Gary stuff looks very weird.
What, Gary?
Yeah.
What, the thing that looks like pounded yam?
No. Wait, you've got peanuts in the fucking thing.
No, bro, it hasn't got peanuts and I eat it. Bro.
I've seen it.
But yeah, that's because them men eat it with peanuts. There's a couple men that eat it with peanuts. People eat rice and banana, anything's possible. Look, the Gary, it just tastes like pounded yam and it tastes penga. Mum's life, it tastes penga no fufu. Try it.
No, I'm not trying it.
You think I'm trying shit?
It looks like cereal, with peanuts in it. It's very weird. But, you know what I mean?
But you can't eat peanuts anyway. So
yeah,
it's not even your time.
Oh, yeah, you can't even eat peanuts. Yeah. Well, your people can.
You must be talking about it.
No. If you're talking about Gary, I know what you're talking about. People put peanuts in Gary, but.
Yeah, and it looks weird.
Yeah, but, bro, I'm not eating Gary with peanuts. Just make it like pounded yam.
What's the weirdest thing you have in Nigeria, bro?
I don't know. Oh, do you know what shaki is?
What's that?
Tribe.
Oh, tripe, yeah, no tripe.
What's that?
You know what, yeah? The day I found out what that was, I stopped eating it. It's like the wall of the stomach of animals.
I love it.
You like it?
Yeah, I like it.
What's it called in Zim?
Does it taste
tripe? Nice? Well, I don't know. I only know it's tripe. I don't know what it's called.
What, shaki?
Oh. Shaki.
This. Bro, a mum's life, it tastes
the pain. Thing that the...
It's that bumpy white stuff.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I love it. That's the nicest thing.
I do like it still.
That and Sadza.
I like it.
After I found out what it was.
I've seen foot diseases like that. That
looks awful. What's it called in Zim?
What's it made of?
I can't think.
It's
animal.
What's it made of?
Yeah. Oh, my days.
Matum.
Fucking gizzard.
That's Maturu Shanwai.
Gizzard.
Is that an animal?
Yeah, no, it's like the...
Gizzards are nice.
Chicken stomach.
Yeah,
gizzards are nice. But it depends how you cook it. If you have it in soup, dirty. It's very weird. If you have it barbecued, it's nice.
I like pepper soup, though.
Mitch?
Pepper soup. Do you guys not have that? Just me and just like soup.
I've had that, yeah.
Just like,
I don't think
spicy.
You call it pepper soup.
Yeah, you'll call it something different.
Yeah.
It's all the same meal, fam.
The weirdest thing.
Yeah. You find all the different names. It's the same thing.
The weirdest thing. Tell me, what's the weirdest thing in Zim, bro?
We're not that weird, to be fair. Oh, what are they called? You know those grubs? Those white grubs? My days.
The way he described crocodile was, it's chicken but fish.
No, it's fish but chicken.
Fish but chicken.
If I could have crocodile meat all the time, I would.
Yeah, exactly.
It's dank, but bro, yeah.
Kangaroo burgers are hard.
Maguru? Is it?
Yeah. The wolf thing, innit?
We call that Maguru.
Yeah,
Maguru. I told you I'm English, my Shona.
Yeah.
I promise you, if it's made by us, Peng. I don't. Ever since I found out,
that looks like mold.
It is
if I saw that in my fridge, I'm throwing it away.
What's that thing that women eat in Zim? It's like a stone, but it's like.
Oh.
You know what I'm on about?
He's like clay.
Why are you looking
in the ground? Have you seen that video of My Strange Addiction? People eating bricks.
Eating bricks.
Yeah,
it's like that.
No, it's him.
But it's like clay or something. It's like
clay, yeah. It's like clay. But women, apparently it's good for women when they're like pregnant.
I swear.
Yeah. But it does taste
like... You know those are grubs? Those white things.
The chalk, innit?
Look, let me tell you the biggest...
You know like on I'm a Celeb, they eat those white grubs?
Maggots.
Yeah. Oh, the one that Bear Grylls ate, that fat thing.
Yeah, those big ones. When they eat it, like squirts out.
Yeah.
You know when you roast them?
I know what you're talking about.
Have you had that?
They're nice.
Oh my god, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I just threw up a bit in my mouth.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't.
No, they're cooked. They're nice. Trust me, they're nice.
I cook it like.
You like roast them, I think.
I know what you're talking about. You can stir fry it as well, can't you?
I think so.
Are you talking about a centipede with bare feet?
No.
No centipede. It's way short.
They just look like maggots.
them fat nuggets.
Yes. The ones from like the line.
They've got like the black face, little circuit.
They look painful.
The things from Simon and Lion King actually look like. No, the stuff from Simon and no,
well, we've got KFC much.
No, the bugs from the Lion King. They're nice, actually. But you know,
I used to get hungry watching that.
You know those.
The one you
they had them here as well. There's like
the orange.
They're one. Ants at first, mm-hmm. And then they go underground and they come back out and they have wings.
Oh, bot flies.
There was a summer with them.
Where London had a little infestation of flying ants. You know.
Yeah.
Bro, it was disgusting.
But like, they taste pang. Like in Zim. On right, God. Zim.
They probably cook it in them sides. Nice. But over here, I don't think the London ones. The London ones are roadmen. They're all flies. You see the way they fly, man.
No, bro, they're nice.
That one looked the best. Oh, yeah, that one actually looked
that's
like
what I'm talking about. The thing from Lion King.
This was the one
that tastes nice.
This is a really random statement. You know Zoe 101 put me on gummy worms. Does anyone remember the episode where her brother was munching?
Yeah, the whole box themselves.
Yeah, that's when I first started going mad on gummy worms. Zoe 101 was one of
them. Zoe 101 was the thing, though. People did not want to admit they watched this. She's like, everyone, why? She was pregnant.
Because she
got pregnant.
Yeah. Why did she do that?
What ruined the show?
She was 16.
Yes, yeah. They ruined the show. That's why the show stopped.
Can you imagine?
And then?
Who's the dad?
No.
I'm having an abortion.
Would you say a pro abortion?
Yeah. If a girl wants to get it done, she should get it done.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, I think there has to be some regulation on how mad it can get.
Do you know what I mean? I know like, people that have had more than one or more than three. Bro, look, and then it's like.
You know how people like, are like, oh, yeah, rape, da da da, like, that's the only circumstance. Like, kind of like, no. Yeah. But then it shouldn't be one mad thing where, like, I'm not going to use any gal here, for example, but imagine a team just goes out one night, just gets knocked up. Yeah. And they say, oh, yeah, let me get rid of what? That's not, come on, man. Like, you shouldn't just be able to just be so wild with your mistakes like that. Do you know what I mean? There should be some sort of regulation, like you have to pay a fee on top of the fee. Like, that's mad.
If they made it, like, after your first abortion, from then on, you have to pay a certain amount, then
That makes sense.
Yeah,
stamps,
fam.
You got three stamps.
Once you do it four times,
you get your first stamp. What?
Once you get up for the club, you got
three stamps ready.
Nah, I think. So your view on abortion is pro, depending on the situation.
Mostly their choice.
Yeah,
let's say you knocked up a girl and she wanted to abort it, like,
and you wanted to have it.
Ooh,
what in that situation?
Yeah, that's never the situation.
Yeah,
but I think you know what. Yeah,
that's never the situation.
I think it is so mad that like, we can't have it, but it's peak. Like, to make a girl carry it, bro. Imagine you don't want this.
Well, fam, we ain't seahorses. I ain't about my life. I would not want to have my belly all like that. Like walking around.
What did you say? You say you think it's peak that men can't have babies?
No, I'm saying I think on
making them carry.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's peak. Like.
No,
it's peak. I'm saying like, imagine I now have a girl. She gets pregnant. She's like, I don't want it, but I'm like, I want this. You.
Yeah.
Like, where do we go from?
Yeah.
Because really and truly, she aborts it. That's perfectly legal. She's within every ground to do it. But it's like, can you imagine? It's like it's a two-way process up until the choice to keep it or having the baby. You
know? There was a thing about saying if the girl has the choice whether to keep it or not, because it is her choice at the end.
Yeah, fully.
The guy has the choice whether to be involved or not.
What do you mean? In the life of the kid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if she wants to keep it, he doesn't
want it. Yeah.
He has every right to stand away.
Do you know what?
That was the statement. Do you know what? That's the statement.
Once you have the kid be involved in it.
Yeah,
you kind of have to.
What would you do if you got knocked up, bro?
Oh, bro, I'm African, bro. I wouldn't have to do anything. I'll be dead the next day.
Yeah, no, please.
Would you tell her to get an abortion?
Nah. I'm
at your stage in life as well. Like right now, yeah.
Tomorrow you go.
I obviously wouldn't want a kid, but I wouldn't tell him to avoid it. I'm not about.
You wouldn't.
That. Yeah, I'm not about that.
What would you say? What?
Yeah, you just got. It's my mistake. Got to live with it, innit?
Wow.
I'm not like political and thin, but like if I had to put like a political stance in it, I'm mostly like pro-life. If that makes any sense? Like I don't.
What? So you wouldn't say? I think you should get rid of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't even.
Just be like, oh, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I just think you let her have the choice.
I lay my bed.
I mean, would you? You'd have the discussion though.
Oh yeah, obviously.
But... The discussion though, to say, listen, I'm.
And she'll say, yeah, it is happening. And then you have to live with it.
I lay in my bed, mate. That's how it goes.
My mum said, I spoke to my mum over Christmas, actually. And she was like, I was like, mum, what did you do if I came home? And I got a girl pregnant. She was just like, oh, yeah, it is what it is, isn't it? What can I do, really? Like, there's nothing I can do. It's true.
Genuinely.
There's nothing they can do.
When we're, like, younger, it's like there's something
really... At 16, I'm getting sent back to them.
Bro.
But that brings me to my
next point. Have three more kids.
Yeah, can you imagine?
You probably have more when you come back.
But that brings me to my next point.
Catch right? A couple of things there. Still.
Do you think like condoms should be? So I could say for most men they don't like wearing a condom. Right? Mm. Do you think women should never more often one. Take the? You never worn one. All right, yeah. So perfect. Like, do you think the woman should always take a pill? Because it's easy for them, right? They just drop a pill and go.
I actually watched the thing on Netflix today about
Promises.
About that. No, sex explained.
What
is it? Wait, I was talking about.
Oh, I've seen it, yeah.
And it is a bit mad. Like, when they do take the pill, the things that go on in their bodies is actually.
Yeah, like what? People don't.
Yeah, it's actually.
The crazy. Hormonal consequences, yeah. Bro, like emotional. Like
elaborate on consequences.
Like, so, bro, the thing is. Yeah, go on.
I was going to say, like, once they've taken the pill, their hormone levels are completely different. So like
increased or?
No, like just different. So like say your girl is like a really I don't know, say your girl is a certain type of person when she's off the pill.
Yeah.
On the pill. She's a different
difference in it.
Yeah, she's a completely different person.
Man.
Like she might not I saw a study that said girls that are on the pill will end up seeing their partner different after a certain amount of taking that. Like how they got attracted to you in the first place is not why they will be attracted to you anymore while they're on that.
Because of hormones. Well, hormones is the attraction.
Yeah, bro, it's like, you know what it does? The thing is, it's a hormone itself, so it just creates an imbalance in their body. So some girls, the hormone can affect them negatively with like their skin.
Yeah.
It can affect them, it can even affect like their hair growth. Some girls, it can give them like really bad acne.
Put on weight, I've seen
a lot of weight loss.
Just taking the pill.
Yeah, I think when
getting the pill. Once. What's that thing?
Oh,
the implant.
Yeah, that's implant. It. That's
or the coil.
Yeah, or the coil. The coil is actually terrible. Needs to be good though.
The coil.
It's the best one.
Yeah. No, it's actually not. You know.
I heard it was on this.
I think you know what? It's such a case in case basis. For someone, it can be like the pill might be amazing for you, and then the coil might be shit for you. Everyone's body works differently, which is why some girls are on mad pills.
Wait, before I'm in my statement, can you actually? Get a reverse vasectomy, so vasectomy they go back.
No, that's fine. Which is why when you do it, that's a bit
mad. That is a bit of a
mad. And it's mad how like.
What if you freeze sperm? Because that's the thing. I know you can freeze speech.
Why do you even think you said that?
No, that's why I was confused. I'm like, wait,
So you know you can freeze sperm, right?
Yeah.
People freeze sperm to like store it wherever. What if you froze your sperm? And then go a vasectomy, so you can have all the free sex you want. What do you think of that?
You know, you know what? That's
just the
issue with that is IVF doesn't always work, so it's not like you're guaranteed to have a baby.
Yeah.
But there's high chances of it working, though.
Just because technology's getting better nowadays, but bro, like it can still fuck you over.
Do you think it fucked up the baby idea? Like having what do you call it?
I don't think a
synthesized kind of baby.
You know,
it's still the same.
I think maybe like. The something you can't, you know what? It probably works the same in a sense like the baby comes out healthy because it's probably run through hundreds of tests.
Healthy,
But there's probably some like natural things that
from
happen,
the mother, right?
Which might just not happen, but I'm sure it's not a big enough, you know, concern because something would have happened by now.
So this is just a wild statement. Let's say like five people we know, like Katie Hopkins, or like. I don't know, Michael Jackson's accusers. People like that, right?
Yeah.
Right? Let's say they were all test tube babies, yeah?
Yeah.
Right? would that kind of make you look at that and be like, oh, it's because they were test tubes, isn't it? Something was obviously in the mother's body, like a natural element that they needed to sort of have behavioural things.
Nah, because that's just them being a different person. It's not, do you know what I mean?
You don't think a pattern would have formed?
No, I think, man, you know what? I'm such a big believer in, like, nurture. Like, no, nature as well, and nurture. But I think nurture is more significant. Maybe it's
what,
like,
in childhood?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are certain, like, situations where if a mum and dad are in a certain condition, like, or have certain conditions that can be passed down, like, things can be hereditary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I do think attitudes and the way you decide to treat people up until a certain, like, stage, it is a responsibility of your parents because they do nurture you.
Yeah.
I read something, you need, like, 8 hugs a day.
You what?
When you're a kid, I read something about you need 8 hugs a day. To a certain age, fam, I did not get 8 hugs a day.
I wasn't getting one.
Yeah, what? I was getting
hooks.
Yeah.
Nah, but for your point of nurture, I think it's from the ages of 0 to 7, where everything is like that. Because you work with kids, right?
Yeah.
You work with older kids right now. Or do you work with that age as well? That age as well, yeah. So you influence their lives more than you realise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you not feel a big responsibility with that?
I only see them one hour a day, so no.
This guy could be educated.
No, but you know what? You're a different person to be asking this question.
What do you mean?
Some other person would be like, yeah, they're kids, I care. This guy said no.
I care about the kids, but I'm saying I don't...
You know what here is?
I don't have an influence on them. Like, do you know what, what I've learned from working in schools, is that parents aren't actually the ones that influence how a kid grows up.
Of course not.
Literally.
Okay, yeah. That's
from like... Let's say the kids that I was working with in the morning, from 7:30 till 6, the kids in school. Breakfast club, then school, then after school club. So their mom comes back from work.
Yeah,
get home, 2 hours, go to bed, see start mom, again.
Yeah, they're
so they're with you most of the day.
They're with the teachers most of the day.
Yeah.
It's even been
that's like, what I'm doing. Like. I meant more of a secondary school, to be more specific. You know how people, because you're surrounded by the same people every day, right? Your whole life revolves around
this. But I think that, you're right.
Like, who's most popular? Do you know what I mean? No one gives a fuck about it. A lot of people did. That was the last thing.
In America, it was just like, it wasn't like he was the most popular. It was just like, he was doing, it's like, you play sports, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, like, really and truly, he was playing sports, he was smart, if he could dance. Like, the typical shit, it wasn't like, oh yeah, being this guy was going to make you popular.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because really, actually, over there, people give less of respect. It's like, you disrespect a 14-year-old, he's still going to scrap to me now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in America, you see mad things like that. It's all about how you respect other people and then how you're doing amongst yourself, which is how people respect you.
Would you say the movies fakely or falsely portray how high school
it's just like how an American will say to you, like, people in London say tea and crumpets. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? When you hear Brixton,
it's a wild...
It's just wild stereotypes, wild stereotypes that I've stuck on. But almost like
when you were in school, did you feel like you were trying to climb?
Actively as myself, but I had a small school. Like, I went to a Catholic school.
Yeah.
So you see the same people every day, and you know how people group off into like cliques that, right?
Yeah.
Well, then. Having a party, and if you weren't invited, it kind of told people where you kind of were valued to them.
I wasn't invited to a lot of parties, but I was popular. I wasn't invited to a lot of parties, but I was popular.
Yeah, I was.
Were you popular?
I don't know. For me, I was always babe, but low key.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, I was just doing my thing.
See, I feel like I sat in the same bracket as you. I was popular, but I didn't get invited to all the parties.
Yeah.
But the people who got invited to no parties, that said a lot about who valued them.
Yeah. The parties that you did get invited to were like the main parties.
Yeah.
Not like Bob from English is having a party. So teacher to my party. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
I see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying, but the main parties were the important ones. And if people weren't invited to that, it did kind of give that bracket of like, not how you should treat them, not at all, but how other people saw them. And I feel like it would influence other people's behavior towards them.
But then again, in like middle school, like there was different reasons why people were like popular.
Sports was the main factor though.
Or like known. For me, it was because I played sports and I just got into a shit ton of trouble.
I thought that was like, yeah.
And fine. It was always just jokes trouble.
Yeah.
Like, I started a pillow fight, involved bare men trying to kick me out because someone's done blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, serious things, like stupid things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was never because I was trying to but I just did what I wanted. And so I became known for that reason. But it was never that I was trying to seek men and validation.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about it.
What was you like in school, actually? Tabo, why am I asking you yourself? Tabo, what was Stuart like in school?
We didn't go to the same school.
You know,
didn't go to the same school.
What was Stuart like?
But I heard it was a complete loser, to be fair.
So what? What did he say? That's my boy, you know? That's supposed to be my boy. Wow. Right.
Hey, you got
I'm gonna bring that in. No way.
You
have
to punch him in the microphone.
Right, so just to kind of like finish the recording, because I'm not leaving on that. Fuck it up. I actually think Philip Schofield's kids are gonna be affected in the future. Now that, because you told me that he's
spoke. Wait, how have we gone from that to that?
Yeah.
Because I gotta end the recording, fam.
Now let's end on this conversation. Let's end on what were you talking about?
Me being a waste, apparently.
All right, what were you like at school?
I can't describe myself.
You can't.
You can't give a third person image.
Oh, yeah, I see what.
That's unfair.
Just saying, like,
he thinks he's a fucking G, bro.
I wasn't getting into trouble,
though. I was getting in a lot of trouble, to be fair.
I only got in trouble once, and that was for, like, a fight with my girlfriend's twin brother. That's it. Other than that, or, like.
Why did you fight him?
Because he just, I don't know. He just wanted to beat me, innit? So, I don't know. It was very weird.
You thought it was her.
He thought it was her.
Like, he pinched his ass.
What?
He thought it was her.
Like, he came up from behind. You were like, what's up, babes? He was like, what are you doing, fam?
I mean, like, everyone was quite different in school.
Like,
very different.
But I was never, like, into sports and, like, dance and that.
Swear.
Like, bro, there was never a lunchtime where I wasn't playing basketball.
Anyone ever played Cats? I was in fucking Cats and I
definitely know.
Yeah, bro, I was wearing the Cats. Leg. I had to do
this. Yeah.
Imagine me. I was wearing leggings, fam, and a cat costume.
No,
imagine. What do you think? Those pictures exist anymore?
I feel okay. Maybe your involvement within, like,
because
middle school is kind of a community itself. Right?
Yeah.
Everyone knows each other.
Yeah.
I feel the more involved you are with every single aspect of it, the more popular you are.
Yeah. That's true.
That makes sense.
Like you doing the play. I used to do like dance. And it wasn't like, it was like Michael Jackson, them type dances there with the group. them free dances for the school.
Did you have the outfits and everything?
Nah.
Well, the one white glove.
Yeah. I used to try and take part in everything that was at school.
Mm.
And I was also like, I wasn't like, you know, there were certain men that were only friends with their group.
Yeah.
But I was nerds. Not that they were nerds, but they were the nerds. And then, like, the sporty people, and then my own personal group, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was, like, it was calm.
But that made you more diverse. Like, when you were saying people are only friends with their friend group, you know those people end up being friends with that friend group for, like, maybe not almost life, but after school, they stay with that.
It's true. Your own personal group.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how close
the people that are, that the boys that were in my personal group, I'm still boys with now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, same.
100%, fully.
The ones I grew up with, I switched.
Everyone that like I went to boarding school with, because I mentioned I lived with you, I ate every meal with you, like those are my bedrooms, you know what I mean?
Do you think
I know them more? I literally lived with some of those people more than my own mum, like genuinely, like my own family.
Do you feel people change though, like quite drastically? So for me, like just an example, so the boys I grew up with, they were kind of the only ones I would relate with within my year. And then
in terms of what?
Just kind of, I don't know, a lot of things like humor, like my interests, or like sport, whatever, so on. But when I redid a year because I switched the subject and I met like my boys now, like the Zimmies and the Jamaican, all the, them.
The Zimmies.
Was that wrong?
No, it's not.
Was that bad?
Cut out. Said the Zimmies. No, it's gone.
Them anyway. I just feel like I related to them way more than the boys I had. And then there was just this, like, a gradual distance between me and my original boys, and then I moved to them with them.
Yeah.
I think...
Do you feel people change like that?
No, it's culture. I think culture is important, you know? Like, or, like, being cultured to an extent. for example, if like I'm gonna meet someone right now from, I think no cities. Let me specify and say cities, right? Because you know how someone like Fats can come down to London, understand the Mandela lingo here,
yeah,
right? But then if you got someone from like Plymouth,
yeah,
and brought them there, the culture, even if like you might be able to get along, the way you might start speaking to each other, the culture shock is so different that you're
it's very different.
Fats is from Manchester, right?
Mm. Yeah,
just to clarify.
Yeah, she's from Manchester, and I would only say the difference is like literally the distance and accent.
Yeah.
Apart from that, the people still move the same.
The culture is the same.
Yeah, like the culture is still the same. That goes for like Rum, goes for like Leicester.
You ever been around like Richmond? Yeah. They're not different. Like,
I'm like, I'm sad.
They're different.
Why?
Well, me being like white, imagine if I went, because I went up to this woman and asked her for directions to.
In Richmond?
Yeah, to the train station, and she thought I was trying to rob her. Imagine if I was black.
I've always thought people in Richmond were nice.
No.
From when I've been there, anyways. I used to spend quite a lot of time there as well when I was in uni.
Not for me. You know my experience with them has not been great.
Really. Yeah.
She thought you were trying to rob her.
Grab her. Personally, I was like, oh, look at me. What am I going to do?
Do you know how many I've had mad instances like that, you know? Mad instances where people just think I'm about to do a mad thing.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just like, why? Like, genuinely, I've got on the train. And the woman tells her little daughter, she's like, come here quickly, quickly. I'm saying, swear down.
Yeah.
You think I'm about to boot your you?
That will never.
Or like, what? You're about to kick your kid. And what makes it worse is that when you think I'm going to do it, now I just want to do it. So I was looking at the little girl, like,
swear
down, you can move.
Yeah.
But like, that's great. It's like Johnny Wilkinson and the rugby.
But I don't think racism will ever change, but like, there's too much history.
It will.
You know, it will just die down, but it'll still be racist.
It will die down.
Do you know why? Because there's people racist right now.
Yeah.
And those people are still living for another. Imagine they are like 40, they're still living for another.
But they're going to pass that down.
Generation, generation.
They're going to pass that down. I don't think it's going to go.
No, it won't go, but it will be less.
But racism is only nurtured.
It'll be like the Aborigines in Australia. They used to bury them, there ain't anymore.
I think it's a bit different because with media now, things just recycle. Everything's recycled. A new event will come up, and they might spin it on like a black person make it look terrible. Like you remember, you were talking about black on black crime doesn't exist.
Yeah,
and they've spun it to make it look terrible. Yeah, that's gonna keep coming back.
No, but that's because like even learning psychology, people need an answer. Or even countries like America, which were like founded on racism itself, innit? Like America.
No, your education system still tells people that what's his name, Christopher Columbus, was going to America. That's still going around.
You know, yeah. I didn't even mention that Don's name because he's a waste man. Let me tell you something. You can't find a place where people are living already. It doesn't actually make sense. Like, how are 100 million people there, and all of a sudden you found it? America was founded in like what 74? I can't remember when it was founded. 1749.
But it was already like
1749. It was a state. It was just like the native. It didn't even have a name. It was just native land. Do you know what I mean?
What, America?
Yeah.
Before
it was America.
Yeah, before Columbus, it was just land.
I can't remember. I think it's called America because of him. It's an Italian man. Like, he was called Americos or something.
Yeah, I heard that.
Or something like that. And obviously, that country was kind of founded on people being like
slaves.
America was founded on like racial injustice. So I don't know how you kind of get something out of a system that has been founded on those kind of principles anyway, to the point where like the Constitution even used to say to the full extent that this country was never going to be like, that the nigger was always going to be like a degenerate in the country, basically saying it like that. I don't know how you change it.
Yeah.
Of course you navigate, you still spread awareness.
I feel like history is written by the victor. Like imagine
Christopher
Columbus traveled with someone who knew the truth and he just killed that person. He went back and just told them what happened.
That's what happened.
No, but that could have. You never know.
Imagine.
You could have traveled with someone who was like, "Oh, leave the land to the people."
Yeah.
Like, this is theirs. This is like, but then he killed that person, came back to wherever, and went, "No, I've just discovered this."
Let me tell you, fam. You see history in America, the way history in America is taught, you'll never think America did anything wrong. And then I remember when I came here, I kid you not, my first history lesson, I was baffled. I was like, swear down, they said America did this. I was putting my hands up and I was like, no, I didn't do that. And I realized it's because obviously Britain's not going to teach you that Winston Churchill nigga was also like leaving Indians to start.
It'll be the same everywhere.
They're not teaching you that. So they're going to teach it where their country looks the best in the best light. So
I feel that's what it takes, though, to kind of
win. Yeah, you need to do that, bro.
You need the ruthlessness, like.
Yeah, you know, but you need to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go and teach the children shit things about your country. You kind of need to
highlight your shit.
No. Yeah, yeah, you should. You should tell them about the good and bad, but you cannot just... Imagine if the history class... Okay, bro, imagine if you're in Germany and they're trying to...
Who's Germany?
And imagine they go, oh yeah, this history class in Manchester. Yeah, that's the title.
Yeah, what? Yeah, that's standard.
Mine's there.
No, you can't do it.
Right, we're going to have to cut it there because this audio is long, man.